Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Eric Name of The Athletic joining us. Eric, you got any thoughts on the Packers you want to share?
No, not really. I feel like you've kind of gone through it all. They lost.
They did.
I don't know. I think the Rodgers drama is just, you know, drama and not necessary. But somehow it's allowed. Maybe it hasn't. I don't know. I haven't consumed a ton of Packers content. I've just tried to avoid it. But have we just let, like, Mike Pettine and Kevin King skate on the disaster of the end of the first half, or are, like, people still very mad about that?
No. I'm trying to reiterate to everybody how bad the field goal decision was for Matt LaFleur. But Kevin King is enemy number one. Kevin King's getting a lot of it. Rodgers is getting some. I mean, he played well, but he's getting some. Mike Pettine's getting a lot. Oh, no. Nobody. I mean, even Devontae Adams dropped the touchdown, Aaron Jones. Everybody that can be blamed is being blamed, but Kevin King seems to be.
Okay, great.
That Scotty Miller touchdown seems to be what people are going to remember the most.
Yeah, I got to say, you know, he was also put in man coverage by someone. Like, that guy should probably get some blame, because that's an all-time dumb decision.
But then Matt LaFleur knows how bad his defensive coordinator is. Trust him to win the game over Aaron Rodgers. What a mess.
It's a strange choice.
Isn't it ironic, don't you think? I mean, a little too ironic, because I really do think that all of our teams have MVPs, and then they get to the playoffs, and it's like bad coaching, and it can't get done. And the supporting cast is just not enough. And now there's questions about Rodgers' future, just like we sat through with Giannis. Every team is considered to be cheap. For better or for worse. Isn't it just weird that it's like all the same?
Well, life is a circle or something like that.
You don't want to do more Atlantis with me or no?
No, I'm good.
There was one time
I thought you crushed that bit, so yeah. I just let you have it.
There was one time I walked into it was my first girlfriend's house, and they had like a steak dinner.
I don't know if I like where this is going. Okay.
They had a steak dinner for us, and they're passing out silverware, and I didn't have a knife, but my girlfriend's parents collected spoons. And so she had 10,000 spoons, and all I needed was one knife.
See, I don't know why you went for it. You had already done the bit. You didn't need to. you are already good. I should have stuck with my instincts and stopped your story. I should have done it.
Well, I'm just stalling because I didn't watch the game Sunday. I don't remember who they played. I think Atlanta.
It's okay. They played the Hawks.
Then that's why we have Eric on. You know, and because I didn't watch the game, I'm not trying to pretend like I did, like others may. I did watch the Nets, and I did watch the Lakers. And there's a concern, I think, that the Bucks are what I accused the Packers of being earlier in the season, a good team that will skate through the bad teams but can't beat the good teams. I don't know how much of a concern it is now because I still think the regular season is like, let's work on stuff. But do you see that trend right now with this team, and will it be there in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you look at the games that they've won and the games that they've lost. You know, they have a loss against the Boston Celtics. They have a loss against the Miami Heat. They have a loss against the Utah Jazz, a loss against the Brooklyn Nets, and a loss against the Los Angeles Lakers. You can throw one. They lost to the Knicks, too, but that wasn't a good team. So, you know, you go through and you're like, oh, you know, all their losses came against good teams. Their wins, I think Dallas is a good team that they beat, but, you know, a bunch of their wins are against teams that are not quite as good. So I can understand that feeling, but I guess for me, what you're looking at with this team is like, so if they were, so say that they were losing all these good teams, right? If they were losing in the exact same way as they lost last season, I think it would be like, oh, wow, you know, the Bucks are going to do this all over again. You know, they're going to play drop coverage. They're going to give up a bunch of threes. They're just going to lose the way that they always lose. It would be like, oh, this is a real problem. You know, it's a real problem that they're going to skate through this regular season, do the same thing that they always do. But that hasn't been the case. They do actually do different things against these teams. And, again, that is 100% loser talk. I get that I'm a part of it. So I'm not trying to convince fans that, you know, you should be happy with the loss, because that's never the case. And I don't think the Bucks are happy with the loss. But when you do look at these games, like, they're actually trying new stuff, and they're trying to do different things. And, you know, they close against the Lakers with Jrue Holiday switching everything. And Brooke Lopez is a part of the switches. And, you know, should Giannis have been one of the people that was a part of the switching and on ball on LeBron or AD? Yeah, probably. But, you know, they took one step, and you hope that they take one step more. And I think that's kind of the thing to look out for, is that, you know, they are actually doing new and different things. They changed the offense. They're changing things on the defense. Do you wish, you know, you would have had a full off season to do those things and put some of these things in place and get everyone comfortable and have better chemistry? Yeah, that would have been great. But that is not the hand anyone was dealt. So they're doing it on the fly. They're doing it during the regular season here. And, you know, if you're a Bucks fan, I think you have to – I don't know if you have to accept it, but – there are going to be some bumps in the road. And I think it's not the worst thing that while they are trying these new things in offense and defense and getting good at the things that Bucks fans have wanted them to get good at for a long time, they're still winning some games against the crummy teams. And that's a good thing. You know, it's better to have a good record than a bad record and lose all of the games instead of just losing some of them. So, no, I think the pattern thus far has occurred that, you know, against good teams, they've dropped some games. But I still think when you're looking at this roster, even with some struggles, even with them trying some new stuff, they're still going to put themselves in a spot to be in a high seed in the playoffs. And that is not a bad thing.
The Bucks beat the Hawks 129-115 Sunday. Their next game, I know when it is and who it's against, but Eric, why don't you tell the audience?
it's Wednesday against the Tampa Bay Raptors.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They got to go down to Tampa. That's interesting. Raptors aren't doing that good. Torrey Craig played on Sunday. A lot of Bucks fans were upset that he wasn't playing when he was back and healthy. Was that because he is going to be a big part of this team, or are Bucks fans bored because it's the regular season and we just want it to be the playoffs?
I'm trying to figure out exactly what you just asked.
I'm not sure. I had nothing planned for you today. I'm. This is the worst interview I'll ever give you.
It's okay. You were preoccupied. The Packers gave a lot of drama. It's fine. So I guess with Torrey Craig, I think this is how Bud has kind of always treated his wing players. You know, and I don't know if I actually realized it until, you know, I kind of went back and watched some of the games that they played last year during, like, over the weekend and stuff. And, you know, I was sitting there and, you know, they had that heartbreaking loss to the Jazz at the start of last season. And they, you know, Middleton gets his shot blocked and then decides to try to pass it and gets called for travel. And then Bogdanović hits a three on the other end, they lose. And I was watching it and I was like, huh, Sterling Brown is really in a lot of these clips. That's strange. And then I looked at the box score and I was like, oh, Sterling Brown played like 30 minutes. Huh. Kind of forgot about that. And then you look through and, you know, there was a stretch where Sterling Brown was in the rotation. And then, obviously, Pat Connaughton was in the rotation later on in the season. And, you know, I think with the wing guys, Bud has always kind of shuffled through them. And, you know, when an injury happens, you go to somebody else. And then eventually maybe the person that came in gets injured and that person goes back to being in the rotation. And, you know, I thought what we saw with Thanasis was Torrey Craig is out. Here's Thanasis taking these minutes. And to Thanasis's credit, he made plays throughout that time. And again, it wasn't perfect. And there was a lot of times where he wasn't making plays. But he could make a play every once in a while. He has like a big block against Anthony Davis and goes down to the other end and finishes in transition. And that's like, whoa, I didn't even know Thanasis could kind of do all of those
things. Yeah, that was sweet.
So, like, again, I don't think Thanasis should have been playing. I think Torrey Craig should have been playing over him. But if the guy plays okay when he gets a chance, you can kind of understand. So it took a little while for Torrey Craig to get in the rotation, but now I do think he's going to be in a spot where he's going to keep those minutes. And I think he's a good enough player that Bud's going to enjoy playing him, especially because he's shown that he's willing to play someone that isn't a particularly good offensive player in playing Thanasis. So he will be okay with the fact that, you know, Torrey Craig isn't a great shooter. And I think Torrey Craig showed that he can do other things offensively. He's a good cutter, good screener, made a couple of nice passes on Sunday night. If you want to go back and watch the highlights, great passes. So I think there's plenty to like with Torrey Craig. I think he'll be in the rotation, and I think everything should end up being pretty much fine. And again, I don't fault Bucks fans for being upset. Like, Torrey Craig was a fun signing, a fun new player that I can't blame anyone for wanting to see. So it was okay to be mad, and now he's in the rotation, and I think there's some smooth sailing ahead for Bucks fans as far as the rotation goes.
The NBA is 48 minutes every night of guys up in each other's faces. And after the game, you cannot hug the other teammate or the opposing team. You'll get in trouble and the cops will come. And now they want to do an all-star game? That seems like a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, I don't work for the league. I don't have to attempt to try to explain it. It's ridiculous. It just makes absolutely no sense other than you sticking out your money. You're sticking out your hand and saying, money, please. Like, that's about it. Because, I mean, they already got to a spot where it was canceled. It wasn't going to happen. Everyone understood why it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And now, for some reason, they've decided to open the door to it possibly happening, which could only lead to them needing to cancel it again. It's just a really strange decision that I don't know if I can make any sense of. It doesn't make sense. This isn't something that needs to happen. I don't know of anyone, you know, from the player side that was like, hey, man, I really want to go to the All-Star game. Like, I really need this. They were still going to vote for it. Guys were still going to get, if they have All-Star bonuses in their contract and they were going to get to the All-Star game and get that bonus, they were still going to get that bonus. We were going to do the voting. Everything is going to be the same. It makes no sense. So I cannot make sense of any of that decision because it doesn't make any.
You know, I heard you on another station the other day.
Yeah?
Did you forget about me, Mr. Duplicity? You know, I hate to bug you in the middle of dinner. It was a slap in the face how quickly I was replaced. Are you thinking of me when you her? Sorry.
Oh,
the Packers lost, and I'm rudderless.
No, it's fine. I think we're going to give you another week. I'll be on next Tuesday, and you know, I don't know if they're going to be good rudders, but you might have a rudder at that point, and we'll see. I think it'll be great.
Thanks, Eric. I love you.
I love you too. See you, buddy.
Eric Name. Check out his work at The Athletic.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.